Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Boone's Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
All right, we're blessed. One of many times she's been here through the years, and some of us got to go to Jamaica, North Carolina group went twice. Bud was with us the first time, and Bud was there 20 years maybe or more. Anyway, Brother Bill was the one that kind of organized their missions, and that was the Katrina, Gulfport. Bill, did you have something to say about RAs? What would you speak about
that picture is a chapter that's dedicated to Bill River.
There it is. Bill, you want to say something about that?
I'm honored.
He's on. Our church has stayed in touch with Jamaica in many different ways through the RAs, and another way is our slogan came out of Jamaica, did it? Jesus now more than ever. And you're going to be good to sing that tonight. I don't know whether you'd have that ready or not, but you know, we've got it on all of our literature. We've got that on our van, Jesus now more than ever. And he's really taking care of my wife there, God's pharmacy. Got all these good herbs and everything. It makes her feel a lot better, I'm sure he brought her some. And anything else to be said, guys? You guys know more about this gentleman than I do. Sure, if not, we're just home folks. You've been here. Sure, come on in. We love you. Glad you're here.
Amen.
Wait to hear what you have to say. Give me a big hug. He was here for the barbecue, too. You know what that is? Good stuff.
Howdy, everybody.
Howdy.
I don't know how many of you remember the years when I used to come here. And when I was introduced, I never entered the podium with a smiling face. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
But trust me, being associated with so many persons here, and you never want to know what my goodly friend said to me while I was sitting there. That's the reason I have to laugh. And when he mentioned that, all I could say to myself, heaven help me. It has been a blessing being here over the years, right? And I asked my goodly friend if he is tired to see my face. I wonder if you're all tired. Those persons who are tired of seeing my face visiting you, raise your hand, then I'll decide what to do. Honestly, I expect those three hands to go. It has been a pleasure being here over the years, honestly, I have grown. I have grown spiritually. I have grown socially. And in many ways, I have really grown. And when I look back on the years that I started to come here, I said to myself, this evening, I was having a terrible headache. And maybe it's about the anxiety and, what to anticipate coming here. So I went and get myself a good shower, and the headache goes away. I said, heaven help me, I wash it away. And when I look back on the many things that I have learned from this church and many other churches around, it really, really blessed me and has helped not only me, but it has helped my entire family and the community in which I live. One of the things that really, one of the many things that really stood out strong in my mind is that I was so happy when I saw a team from here came down to Jamaica. And as it is said, seeing is believing. And one of the persons in the trip that I really happy to see was Bill, because he was the one who endorses the check. So I was happy to see him there to have first hand to see that I am not doing things as a counterfeit. And the others, I remember those days when the downstairs were packed with those boxes. And I can remember one day, Reverend Payne took me down by Sam's and we purchased some of these things that you use to serve in buffet lines. And when I saw the team from Jamaica came there, I felt so good. Because there they were for me to take out and feed them from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I said, seeing is believing. Then I'm giving a cap because I'm just going to notice you don't have any questions. I'm going to give you a short thing. But I have to give you a recap. And thinking about starting with Youth for Christ in Jamaica, the year of the Bible, through the instrumentality of the pastor and this church, we distributed 250 Bibles when we have the year of the Bible.
Amen.
And during the year of the Bible, when I checked my records a couple months ago, going through some old records, I discovered that the amount of souls, young person that was led to the Lord during the year of the Bible was 55.
Amen.
Amen. So I have so much good memories and getting up the rank, and if you notice I get older now and you know I don't go bald anymore, I try to grow tall and white. There are so many things. The RA program, when we started the RA program in Jamaica, it was a hustle. And when I came here and sat beside the person who antagonized me the most in America, and God helped me to survive. When I sat beside him on his desk and talking about RA, he picked his phone up and he called somewhere of which I didn't know where. And I believe he called somewhere within the Baptist organization. And in a couple of days, I received a letter of approval giving permission to use the RA program in Jamaica. And a couple months after, we received a magazine where the RA in Jamaica was the front page of it. And the mission is that Jamaica is the first country in the Caribbean to have this program. And I think this is great. And because of that, we have named Reverend Pate the honorary pioneer for the RA chapter in Jamaica.
Amen.
And the first chapter was named after him. But we have a problem where customs change, people change, and you know, the hardest thing now, brethren, is to hold the young people in church.
Yeah.
Heaven help me. It's rough.
Yes.
And we started the RA program in Hopewell Christian Deliverance Center, one in St. Elizabeth. And we discovered that although they love the RA, when they reach a certain age, they say it is too childish for them. They're big. So God has given me a vision I said, Lord, I will not allow that program to go asunder. And I approached the Ministry of Education, the Montego Bay region, and asked them for the privilege to do a test run in a school. We started one, and the youth people were here to see how we launched it. And I am justly proud to say, with the RA program now in the school, it has great potential. Because school will always be there, and the classes keep growing from grade 1 to grade 6. So we start the program at Maryland. We have two other schools of which we put them in trial programs. We start the program in Maryland RA school, and it started at grade 6. That means from the child in grade 2, they watch the RA program and they want to go into grade 6 to be an RA program. So the teachers pilot them. So at all times, we have an RA program going in. And it was a hard time for Bill. And I believe it was only one person did get a hint that the chapter of Hope of Maryland was named the Bill Riddle chapter. May I tell you, it was a hard task to get it named. It is a hard task. The process, it had to go to the school board, and it has to go to the teachers, the staff meeting, and then it had to go to the Parent Teachers Association, and they passed it and passed a resolution. But they draw a hard line on me. They said they will not accept it to be named the Riddle Chapter unless it is accepted by the person and endorsed by the church. So we were so happy to receive the letter from the church to name the chapter the Riddle Chapter. And Bill, I lift my hat to you, not to you alone, but to God and to all the members of your church for the tremendous support. And the chapter have done well. I apologize for not taking pictures to you. You know, school, when school is out on holiday, RAs are on break. They live very far for me to pick up something. But I'll get something to you quick as I get back. The chapter have entered the Island Environmental Project. And they came first in the island of Jamaica. They entered what you call another area in culture, and they came second. They built a greenhouse using Pepsi bottles, plastic bottles, and they were highly recognized. And speaking with the principal, since I am here, I heard that the school, based on their performance with their extra curriculums, based on their performance, will be opening up a computer center for them for this year.
Yeah.
All that is done through the instrumentality of your church. Most of your money have been used in assisting RAs who excel, because our slogan is, I will do my best. And those who pass their exams and go to high school, we give them a special book grant every year. And this is what we do. We have established what you call our environmental park for them, and the kids be a part of it. It's a very, people ask me how I do these things, but proper planning prevents poor performance. So therefore, it's a hard thing, but it's when you do something and you love doing it, you'll enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm not here to tell you about myself. God sees and He knows what I'm doing. I'm here to tell you about what you have helped to do. I have started another project which is personal, that you know, which is Health Through God's Pharmacy. It will take a long time for me to tell you about that. But this is, I have been doing some research on herbs. When I dig back in the book of Genesis, when God created the heaven and the earth, And he made Adam and Eve and put them in the garden. I never seen where God sent them to any CVS pharmacy or any Walgreens. Hello?
Right.
And everything was in the garden for them to use for medicine. But Satan interrupt, things change, so people change, culture change, and things change. But there is hell through God's pharmacy. I've done some massive research, and that it has been passed by the Bureau of Standards in Jamaica and registered by the government. It is what we call it, a cottage industry, and I have been receiving tremendous response from my research through God.
Okay.
And you know, the persons who I stay with have a hard time with me because when they go to bed, I am on the computer till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. But God has been good.
Yes.
God has been good, right? So I say thanks to you all for your help to Jamaica, and not to mention the schools and the churches and the amount of work that you people have done. One of the biggest disappointments we had there, you people came down there and put materials to work on the homeless shelter, and the following morning when we went up there to work, the materials were gone. But God helped them to place it back. And that shelter is now the model shelter for the Caribbean, where we use the two containers. So all to God be the glory.
Yeah.
And I've been talking here, and many of you sitting down there have seen and know some of the things. It's a hard road, you know. Jamaica is a lovely island, and it's a hard island to work on. But when you start to work on that island, you love to work there. I say again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Many years I've been here, and I've not taken anybody with me. My wife don't want to travel this. But I have taken somebody special with me. And after church, I will introduce the person who I have taken with me. Let not your heart be troubled. He is not here, but he is here with me. Virgin, let me talk to you very, very quickly on the book of Psalm. Psalm 5. And let us really reflect on it, the main thing about it. The psalmist David have had a lot of problems. And every one of us in this building have faced some problems in some form or the other in our life. But the greatest thing about this in our problems is how we accept our problems, how we deal with the problem, and the response we get in dealing with the problem. But you cannot get a response from your problems or from your trials unless we make a request. You have never seen or heard of a miracle unless there is a problem. Where there's a problem, there's always comes with a miracle. So dear friends, as we reason together tonight, is that we're talking about requests, reason, and response in the midst of trials. My friends, as we look at the psalmist David, look at David, it was mentioned, and it is as we mentioned, that David is a man, or was a man of God's own heart. But when we look back at the truck of David's position and David's encounter in life, we found out, and we will see, if you will agree with me, that David have get his life messed up. David was battered and bruised, and David made a lot of mistakes. And it comes from the beginning in Genesis, when God placed Adam and Eve in the garden and gave certain instructions. And the instructions, in a nutshell, he gave them the privilege of the power of choice. But what happened? They made the wrong choice.
Amen.
But when they made the wrong choice, the bottom line is God did not leave them alone.
Amen.
God did not write them off. They weren't written off.
Right.
The Bible says he visited them in the cool of the day. What we say, you may say he's speaking from Psalm, but he's in Genesis. But everything was in the beginning. So it is in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. But the psalmist David made a request unto God. He said, hear, he said, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Let us pause a moment and look at that. There must be a reason why David said that. I am of the opinion, and that's my interpretation. You can interpret yourself. I am of the opinion that David believed that he was not close to God and God was not hearing him. He must have been in a situation where he finds himself that he make him request and the requests were not granted, and he get down and he said, give ear to my words. Why word? Give ears, like you're talking to somebody and said, man, listen to me. Don't you hear me talking to you? David was saying, God, hear me now. I'm talking to you. Can you see that I am meditating? God, talk with me. The man was in a problem. But what? He make a request. Why he made the request? He has a reason. My friends, we believe that the only time we can talk to God is when we are in a problem. No. Central, never busy. Always underline. You can weep and talk to Jesus anytime.
Amen.
And I have news for you. May I draw your attention to this? And I am quite certain that you don't have to use any BlackBerry or any iPod. Hello.
Yeah.
And I have this to remind us that the God that we serve, he doesn't have an email address. And he don't have a call back number. And he doesn't sit at a switchboard. We can be like David. We can have a David's attitude tonight and said, Lord, give ear unto my words.
Amen.
We can say like David tonight. David said unto the Lord, oh, consider my meditation. God is there for us and said, verse 2, hearken unto the voice of my cry. David was crying unto the Lord. Look, when David was running away from Saul and he ran and hid in the cave, David said unto the Lord, he cried again, he made a request unto God and said, hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth I will call to thee when my heart is overwhelmed. He made a request, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That's where the sun rises and puts it. And Christ, the solid rock, I stand.
Amen.
All other ground is sinking sand. My brothers and sisters and friends, as you see my lips moving, I'm talking to you. Whose rock are you standing on?
Amen.
Whose rock are we standing on? Let me say this. If there is never a time we need the Lord, surely we need him now.
Amen.
You have it on your boss that said, Jesus, no, more than ever, heaven help us, Lord.
That's right.
If we need Jesus now, we need him now more than ever.
Amen.
So we need to put him first. We need to, in our midst of our trials and our temptation, my friends, my American friends, I am saying to you, let us stand on a Christian footing of our own and cultivate a spiritual backbone. Laws may change. Conditions may change. Certain things may face us of which we may not agree and may never agree. But one thing I know that no one can change is the word of the Almighty God.
Amen.
One thing I know that we can change is salvation. Is salvation was a thing that that money could buy, the rich should have it, and the poor would die. No! But it is for all of us. But in the midst of our life, in the midst of our going out, in the midst of our coming in, we are going to have trials. We are going to have temptations. But the problem is, how do we face it? How do we handle it? I say this to us. I don't know if I used this term here before, but many of us as Christians and many persons in the world today are like guinea pigs. We are guinea pigs Christians. Yes, we say we believe in him, yes, but when trials and temptation comes, how are you? Lord, I am weak. My friend, brother, how are you feeling this morning? Oh, brother John, I am weak. I have some problems. Weak. Just like the guinea pig that said, me weak. A guinea pig will never be strong, always weak. And we have people in our churches throughout the world today are guinea pig Christians. We, yes, but I say we must be weak in our body, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must be strong.
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
Just like what the songwriter says, my faith looks up to thee, the Lamb of Calvary. Oh, say the divine, hear me, that's the request. While I pray, take all, not half, all my sins away.
Amen.
We are all human beings. We are sin and come short of the glory of God. But after a setback, there is a comeback.
Amen.
We are always there. We are always in the position. And so long as we have life, so long as we are breathing the breath of life, we have the power of choice to make a request unto God. Just like what David said, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King. Who David said, my King, my God, for unto thee will I pray. Who do you praise? Oh, the psalmist David needs help. And in Psalm 121 that say, David said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. When I look at your beautiful ear, and I saw the mountains, but when I look, I cannot see beyond the mountain, but by God's grace, I can see love that flows beyond the mountain.
Amen. Right. Right.
There is no barrier between us and God.
Amen.
God draw no line. He draw no barrier. We men, we put the barrier because we allow Satan to come in to our lives.
Sure.
Friends, let's look at this again. Look at this. Look at this. For thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness. David must have seen himself a wicked man. David must have been seeing himself doing some wicked things. Look at what David did to Uriah. God could have wiped him out. But no, he gave him just one more chance. My friends, so long as we have life and we have breath, we have hope.
Amen.
The only time we lose hope is when the breath leaves the body. Right. Let me say this. Trials and temptations. And trials have put many people to the grave. But let me tell you this. Trials cannot take you beyond the grave. There will be a trial after that. But it is between God and us.
Right.
It's not your mother. It's not your father. But it will be the individual standing before the Almighty God.
Amen.
Let not your trials, let not our trials, let not our heartaches, let not our burden keep us down, because joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
Troubles will come, trials will come. You never buy a car and you keep all four tires on it forever. There is coming a time when the beads will go and the tires will get flat, and you're going to run into danger, because slippery road, you may slide off the road. But when you have on good tires, you can stand firm on the highway. But God has given us the privilege to his son Jesus Christ. When trials and temptation comes, we can turn to him. We can make a request to him. Look at what Ruth said to Naomi. There must be a situation that they were in when Ruth said to Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, will I go, and where thou lodgest, will I lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." Look what the king did. He made a request to heat the place hotter, hotter. But let me say this, although it was heated, it was too much. Do I put two in there? I see three going along. Whenever you have your problems, there's always a man to stand with you. Lean on Jesus, because his shoulders never get weary, and he never push off anybody.
Yeah.
I put it to you tonight, my brothers and my sisters and my friends, when trials come, who do you look to? Who do we ask? Yes, we may have pain in our heads. Yes, we may take buffering, which will give relief for the suffering. But I recommend, with the pain in your head, check Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He give relief for the suffering.
Yeah.
You may have a heartache and pain, but let me say this. If we check Jesus Christ and lean and put our trust in him, he will see us through.
Amen.
God don't condemn anyone. We put down people. But when you put them down, God sees and you know, but he will take you off. We drive nails in people's hands, but I can say unto you, go ahead, drive the nails in my hand, laugh at me, then you'll see I will rise again.
Yes.
Ain't no power on earth can keep me down.
Amen.
I will rise again. Death can keep us in the grave. Go ahead, then you'll see me going on, trials come and go, but that will not keep me down, for I know who I am. I put my trust in Him.
Friends,
believers,
believers in Christ, when you have problems, I don't know about you, but I know that I have been battered and bruised. I have been placed in situation where I went on a couple days fast. Tears flow my eyes. And I feel like I was gonna give up. But I remember, said, hold fast unto God's unchanging hand.
Amen.
My request to you tonight is to remember and to say that we of our duty is to pull down stronghold in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There are strongholds in many areas. There are strongholds in high authority. There are strongholds which will destroy, Lord help me, come to destroy our churches. There are strongholds that want to destroy our faith. There are strongholds that want to alter what God puts in His word. But I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, make your requests unto the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
Hear my cry, O Lord. From the end of the earth, I will cry unto thee.
Amen.
When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me not to the barn, nor to the pasture, but lead me to the rock that is higher.
Amen.
Why? Because on Christ the solid rock, I stand.
Yes.
My friends, if we believe that it is easy in such a time as this to worship God, your goose cool. If you believe that it is easy in such a time as this, you don't have no turkey for Thanksgiving. It is not easy.
Amen.
We are going to face hard times.
Yes.
We are going to face tough times. Christians will be persecuted. Christians will be put before. Christians will be torn to part. But I'm saying to you, put on your helmet of salvation. You don't need any sort of shotgun. You don't need any M16. All we need is our M66.
Right.
Thy words have been in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. You may take away my Bible. You may take away my hymn book. But you can't take away my God.
Amen.
Stand on a Christian footing of your own and cultivate a spiritual backbone in the midst of your trials and temptation. I appeal unto us to have a David's attitude. Hear my cry, O Lord. David's attitude is to pray. And I have news for you. You can pray anyhow. If you pray in Latin, he can read it and hear it. If you pray in French, he knows it.
Right.
If you pray in Spanish, he knows it. And if you even pray in Portuguese, he knows it. Why? He is the author and the creator, and he made every man.
Yeah.
When he made that, when he created that person and breathed the breath of life in him, he breathed the breath of every nation, and he breathed the breath of every language.
Right.
He is there and he is ready.
Amen.
Let us continue to live in love. Let us continue to live in peace. Because if we can live in peace and love and unity here, how do we say we want to go to heaven? God be with you. Remember your requests, and God will give you the response in the midst of your prayer. Just like when Jesus was called to raise Lazarus from the dead. He was late. He was 4 days late. But their request was granted. They went. And Lazarus was raised. Make your request known unto God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Dean was here. Lisa was here. We're going to give an invitation. Here's what it's going to be. We're a missionary church, right? We believe in mission strongly, and I want to forever remain missionary. You are now. But we have a part. I want everybody that will say, so Ken, I want us to, as members of Boone's Creek Baptist Church, be a missionary church in every way possible. And I want to do what I can to make it missionary as members of this church. That's the invitation. Let's stand.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's as simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. C, confess Him as your Savior, and you can pray a prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need you. And you died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust you, I do trust you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, visit us on website, boomscreekbaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.